A number of House committees this week are ramping up their investigation into possible impeachable activities by President Trump. As all this unfolds, Congressman Peter Welch is urging his colleagues to keep the probe narrowly focused on Trump's efforts to convince the president of Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
As one of the three House members to serve on both the Intelligence and Oversight Committees, Welch is deeply involved in the impeachment inquiry. Some House Democrats want to expand the agendas of these committees to include Russian influence in the 2016 election, but Welch thinks that approach is a mistake. He wants to keep the focus squarely on efforts by President Trump to ask the government of Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden.
Well, I think to be focused and to be clear and to highlight what are the most understandable breaches of power by the president is the most effective way to present the case.
And Welch says there's new evidence that clearly demonstrates that there were multiple efforts by members of the Trump administration to request the Biden investigation.
Well, what it indicates is evidence that it was a widespread and ongoing effort. In other words, the president was making it clear to his subordinates that he wanted the Ukraine to open this investigation.
The Intelligence Committee has issued subpoenas to the White House for additional information and to have some members of the administration testify. The administration has initially refused to comply with the subpoenas, and the case may have to be settled in court. Welch says these, quote, stonewalling tactics might constitute an additional article of impeachment.
What the president's approach has been is to just say no, no documents, no response to any subpoenas, no production of witnesses. And they're continuing to go into that mode. And in fact, I think in the Oversight Committee on which I serve, that may be a basis for an article.
Welch says it's likely that the Intelligence Committee will call the whistleblower in this case to testify if the whistleblower's safety can be assured. But Welch doesn't think that this testimony is needed to charge Trump with an article of impeachment.
My view, actually, is at this point the whistleblower is largely irrelevant. The whistleblower's credibility has been confirmed by the readout of that call with the president of Ukraine, where the president himself is confirming that he made a request for a favor.
And Welch thinks the House committees currently have all the evidence they need to successfully impeach Trump.
How in the world do we have a president that is inviting foreign powers to get involved in our elections, especially after 2016 when so much damage was done? And that's if you want to talk smoking gun, that's it.
House leaders are hoping to have the full chamber vote on potential articles of impeachment by Thanksgiving. The Senate would then hold an impeachment trial. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.